Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Be Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 652, partly sunny and 40. And today is March 14th. And it is 1 month since February 14th when the high school shooting happened in Parkland, Florida. And today is hashtag enough walkout day, where students, and it's, I think it's high schools only, will walk out for 17 minutes at 10 o'clock this morning.
That sounds like something that's sponsored. It's hashtag enough walkout day, brought to you by, it sounds like you were getting there.
Well, there is a little bit of organization to it for sure.
We'll see what happens here.
But yeah, 10 o'clock this morning, 17 minutes. Now, it's probably not every high school, because I know I thought I heard something on the news this morning saying that Rocky Point High School wasn't allowing it. Not all high schools will allow it. I'm sure there's safety issues to consider for it.
If you told me these kids were going to walk out into the backside of the school, where it's controlled.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Walk out. Give yourself your 10 minutes, your 15 minutes.
17.
Make yourself feel good and, come back in.
Yeah.
But when you put them on the outside and they're out in front, now anything is possible. The security can't control it. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad news. It's a bad idea. Listen, I get where you're coming from. I understand you want to make a point.
Yeah.
I get it. But
Students walk in and out of schools every day. So, I mean, it's not like, if they're walking out at 2:30 today, out at 10 o'clock this morning is the same idea.
But this is not one group of people who have fourth period lunch that are walking out at 10 a.m. to go and coming back 40 minutes later.
Right.
This is 1,000, 2,000 kids all at the same time rushing the doors to get out for their 17 minutes. Different ball game.
Right. It's like
different
dismissal.
Ball game.
They do it every day.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, it happens every day. It's just it's at 10 o'clock this morning, but some schools won't allow it. Will lay down
forget
like a hallway.
Schools. Forget the schools. Mm-hmm. What would you do if your kids said they were doing it?
If the school's all right with it, I'm all right with it.
Yeah,
if the school's not okay with it, do what the school tells you. That's how I would go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm more
what would you do?
I'm more of a rule-breaking type of guy.
Oh, you are.
You know what?
You're all about causes.
No, I'm not about causes. I'm just all... I wouldn't let what the school says make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
as a parent, I would.
If I sat and had a talk with my kids and I saw a passion behind it, I'd say, go ahead, go do it. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw my son being a jerk-off and trying to get out of class for 17 minutes, no. And I'll kill you when you get home if I find out you did it.
Uh-huh.
I would have to see my kids and their passion for it and talk to them about it before it happened and then take the pulse and then, form my opinion from there.
What about they could do something after school? Like if the school says, listen, and nobody's leaving the school, security reasons, you're like, no, my kids are going to bust out, and that's because they're passionate about it.
Well, bust out and go to the bagel store or bust out and go?
No, because they're passionate about it. They're going to do the walk, but they're going to get suspended.
Nah, listen,
But why can't they just do something after school?
I'll take a suspension on it.
I know at 10 o'clock is symbolic, but why don't you do something also meaningful after school?
Well,
again,
I would want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to talk to them about it.
Right.
And I would be able to form my opinion before I decided I was going to crucify them or if I was going to get their back.
Officially, it says that if it turns disruptive, then the kids can get in trouble. If it's not disruptive, they're not really breaking a law.
Hey, listen.
And they have First Amendment protection if it's just about the speech, but kids in private school don't have that same protection.
Here's what I say.
And you can be disciplined for missing a day of school if you go out and you're not supposed to.
You bring in the fire departments.
And if it gets disruptive, you can be arrested.
You bring in the fire departments.
Uh-huh.
If it gets disruptive,
you love the water hose.
Spray these bastards.
I don't know.
If it stays cool, let them do their 17 minutes and go back to class.
Yeah. Well, if you know what's going on today, I mean, is it a majority of schools? Is it almost every school?
I think it's going to be every school. I think you'll have people in it. I don't think you're going to have every kid do it, but I think every school is going to have some participation.
You think so?
It. Yeah.
I already heard on the news, Rocky Point, no.
They can say no.
You're right. You think somebody's just going to walk out no matter what?
I know I would.
Yeah. Well, if you guys know, 631-955-WBAB.
If I was 17 years old and it was something that was important to me,
yeah,
I'd walk out and say, Sam, you want to get a day suspension?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bring it.
Right. 10 o'clock today. All right, 657, here's that.
Right now, your BAB, Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic on the LIE westbound into exit 51, Deer Park Avenue. We have an accident there. Also still dealing with
top 10 dealer in the country and the winner of the Customer First Award for Excellence, 345 Merrick Road in Amityville or online at securitydodge.com.
Just after 7 o'clock, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. So today, March 14th, is the day for the Enough walkout day at schools around the country and also around the world seem to be joining in small cases, but mostly it's in the United States. Students walking out at 10 o'clock this morning for 17 minutes to honor the memories of the high school students who were killed in a shooting exactly 1 month ago in Parkland, Florida. Is every high school doing it? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Out here on the East End, they're walking.
Uh-huh. So what school?
My one daughter says, I'm not walking. This is for gun control. I don't want to know nothing about this. This isn't what they're saying. Solidarity for Florida. The organizers of this thing have really started blowing it out of proportion.
So, that's what I'm wondering.
So your daughter's turned off by it?
My one daughter is turned off on it. The other one's like a sheep. She's going to follow the crowd.
Okay, right. Okay.
There with them. Although my wife and I both said to her, listen, if you want to walk, fine, but why are you going to walk out there? What is the reason why these people are going to do this?
And what did she say?
And she said because of the kids in Florida that got shot up and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
But they're not reading between the lines like my other daughter heard, you know, the hushed tones out there in the school.
Right. And that's why I said to Raj, I would want to sit, talk to my kids, find out why they wanted to march. Yeah. And if I thought it was coming from a good place, go ahead and do it. I agree with you, though. I do agree that a lot of this stuff has to do with some sort of gun control. And, you know, that's a whole new level, you know. But at 16, 17, I didn't know dick about gun control, you know. So
is the school approving of it, or your daughter's going to get in trouble?
Actually, we got an email yesterday saying how orderly it's going to be.
Okay.
The local PD is going to be outside
there you
with
go.
Offices to make sure it's not gone out of control.
All right, that's the way to
and
do
I
it.
I guess for protection, because you never know. I mean, somebody could read into this and come after the school.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate the info.
Good job. Thanks, man.
Yeah, and I mean, I read about it yesterday. Part of it is about banning assault weapons. And then, of course, today is the day to honor the students from a month ago. So maybe it's a two-pronged, at least, meaning to what the walkout day is today. If you know any high schools that aren't allowing it or any high schools that are and are doing it a certain way that makes sense, if you got any info, 631-955-WBAB. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. JP, 7:07, partly sunny and 40 degrees today. A little less than 3 hours away from 10 o'clock this morning, what'll be National School Walkout Day. Organized pretty much through hashtag enough.
Hashtag enough, right?
School Walkout Day. And, kind of organized, I think, really very much through social media and word of mouth and that kind of thing. And so, are your kids walking out? Is the school allowing it or not? Good morning, BAB. You have another thing that we haven't heard about yet. Go ahead.
Well, I work at a New York City public school in a middle school, and we're actually having like a little assembly that the students came up with.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're actually going to read a poem that one of the victims wrote.
Wow.
And it was actually said at his funeral, and they're going to play some songs, and they came up with this all on their own. So
right on.
That's like something that makes a lot of sense for schools to control the situation a little better and be safer than letting kids just like walk out. Now they're in a courtyard, or what doors do they walk out of? Like some kids might think they can walk out any door.
Just know this.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Just
do
because
that.
There's an assembly doesn't mean they're not going to do what they want to do.
It could be.
You know.
There's one thing that was on Facebook. Billy Mack just sent me. Sixth grade teacher put this sign up that says hashtag walk up, not out. It's a very interesting thing where the idea is to walk up, not out.
Up what?
To
stairs?
Someone instead of walking out of the school. I'll read it for you next.
And what? Make
it's
out?
A really good.
Blah, 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 blah.
Make out. It's for sixth graders.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it next time.
Oops.
Out on the street, that's where we meet. You make the night. I always cross the line.
Sunny and 40 degrees today. Well, 10 o'clock this morning will be very interesting and maybe very touching as a tribute to the students who exactly 1 month ago were shot in a school shooting at Parkland, Florida. As students walk out for exactly 17 minutes is the plan for honoring the 17 students who died. And it's called Hashtag Enough National School Walkout Day. And the idea to bring attention to what happened and banning assault rifles, what I assault weapons, is what I read yesterday. But, you know, I mean, I guess it depends where you read it, depends what the cause is. But listen, for kids walking out, there may be, they're saying enough is enough. You know, we don't want to somehow stop the shootings going on in the schools. So different schools doing it different ways. Some not letting kids walk out. Others have agreed to do assemblies we've heard about. So all those are pretty good ideas. Good morning, BAB. You don't like the assembly thing? Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to say something about the school walkout. My kid's school, yeah, they have an assembly also, but I don't think that's fair to the kids. They're controlling how the kids are trying to express their message. So instead of them having the ability to go out and express and say and do and feel this the way they want to, they're being careened into these little spaces to do activities. And I get it, some of them are very, very special. But I think it limits the kids. As to when we walked out of school when we were younger, we didn't go to an assembly.
Hey,
we
listen.
Right.
Let me ask you this question. But let's just say you're sitting there saying they're trying to control what the kids are thinking, blah, 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 blah.
That's not what they're doing. Not what they're thinking.
Right, I understand, but listen to me for a second. And let's just say the kids blow that off and go outside and then something happens to the kids. You still going to be pissed off?
I agree with that also. That's a separate subject. If they
it's not
out,
really,
no, that's
though,
exactly why they're having assemblies.
It's not a separate subject.
Because they're responsible for your kid.
Right.
And if your kid walks out, I think you, even what you just said, you would still say, how did you let my kid walk out and walk into traffic and get hit by a truck?
Amen. You most certainly would.
100, as a mother, 100, I'm 100% on that side of the topic, okay? But I was just a little concerned about how they're holding these assemblies.
You can't have it.
I didn't want them to walk out into any lawn. I don't want that, okay?
Yeah. I know, but you can't have it both ways. I get where you're coming from. I totally... Listen, I totally get... Jesus Christ, shut up! I totally get where you're coming from. But you can't, you know, you can't play both sides. You can't say, well, you're stifling their views, and then say, well...
But they're not.
You can't let anything happen when they walk out. You don't get it both ways.
Yeah.
I guess I just assume that there wouldn't be anything terrible happening because of the peacefulness of...
Yeah, you know what's good, though?
But you know what? And the good thing in the school districts, they pay people to care about the what-ifs.
Yeah.
They pay people to run security to make sure the what-ifs are covered as best they can
be. Exactly right.
Thank God for that.
Yep.
Thank God every day for that.
Hey, thanks for the call. And the other thing is, it's not that I would say from the examples we've heard is the schools aren't stifling the kids' views. They're actually talking with the student governments and organizing the assembly so that the kids get to do what the kids want to do, but in an assembly fashion instead of just willy-nilly walking out any door of the school and be like, hey, we're doing a walkout for 17 minutes, and then some come back, some don't, some go to the deli, and then you got an out-of-control situation.
You know, make no mistake about it, there are going to be some kids who you're not keeping in that school no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no question about it.
You're just not.
We got a runner! They got nets.
Right.
Think of them dragging them back into school.
Stun gun from 40 feet.
All right, hey, thanks for the calls today, and hopefully it all goes very well at 10 o'clock this morning.
Can't wait till we're covering those stories. Police had to stun a kid.
They used a net like in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, they used a taser on a kid who was trying to make a point.
All right, Ted.
There'll be no point making on our time.
Your BAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island. Traffic on the LIE westbound. Accident into Deer Park Avenue at exit.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.